Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a very special episode of the AU Radio News Desk. We're coming at you today from the podcast studio talking about all the events that Adventures Underground is having in September. I'm your host, Hannah, and with me I have our events coordinator, Tiffany. Hi, Tiffany.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's awesome. Always fun to be here.
Yeah, we're always glad to have you on. So, September has just started. We're recording this on the second day of September.
Hopefully, a great month just headed for us.
Right. Hopefully, I'll get this out by this weekend so that people can hear it without running out of time.
Well, you've got plenty of time.
Yeah.
So our first event doesn't start until the 10th.
Oh, hey. Well, there you go. So first week of September coming to you with very few events, but what do we have going on the 10th?
On the 10th is our art walk, the Uptown Ooh. Art Walk. Yeah. And we love it because we have five locations of artists. We get three of them at Adventures Underground and two of them at the cafe.
Oh, that's so cool. And they're always so great.
Yeah.
Love Art Walk.
They rotate. So we're not going to get the same artists that we got last year or last month. And we're not going to get, like, they keep making sure that everything stays fresh and new and exciting.
For those of you at home who maybe haven't heard of the Uptown Art Walk before, it is a collaborative effort by the entire Uptown. That's where we are here in Richland. It's a shopping center. Artists from all over the Tri-Cities and even some come travel in from other places in the Pacific Northwest. They set up booths for one afternoon and peddle their wares outside of all of the stores. And all the stores host them. Some are inside, some are outside. It's like an artist scavenger hunt. It's so much fun.
There is so much to offer, too. There's lots of prints, stickers, dice, jewelry, all sorts of handmade goods.
All sorts. There's like people that paint. Like, they'll be painting while they're on the art walk. There's one guy that does those really elaborate metalwork pieces.
Oh, yeah, those are neat.
There was a dude that makes the twisted wire bonsai trees last time.
Oh, I didn't see those.
Yeah, they're so cool. The ones with, like, the little jewels and stuff, and yeah. He twists them, and they're these big, like, bonsai trees. Oh,
I bet those are amazing.
They're gorgeous. I think they said last time they had over 120 artists show up.
Mm-hmm. That sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. And it's once a month. It's the first, the second.
Second Saturday of each month. And it's from 12 to 4.
12 to 4. And it runs all the way through usually spring to the end of fall, I believe, weather permitting.
They're actually planning to go all the way through December this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Ooh, there's going to be a chilly one in December. Ooh.
I mean, there's always a hot one in July and a very cold one. Okay, cool. I'm excited for October's because everybody brings out all their spooky stuff in October and it's super fun.
That will be fun. I can't wait to see that one either.
Oh, man. Oh, so good. All right.
And then the day after, on September 11th, we'll have the Gays and Berets Poetry Slam.
Which is something that we have every month.
We do. It's usually the second Sunday of every month. It's 6 p.m. in the cafe from 6 to 8. And whether you're hoping to perform or read something, you're welcome to participate. They welcome all creativity.
And it's super cool. It's a local talent coming out, sharing with everybody.
It's a great experience.
It's super cool. I've gotten to, like, kind of hang out, and I can't always stay late because I've got a dog at home and I get off at 6 and I'm like, I have to go home. But I've managed to catch, like, the first 15 to 20 minutes of a few of them. And, oh, man, there's so many talented people that I see just milling about in there.
Yeah, it's great. It's a good time. So come down, and at least if you don't want to participate, you can at least watch it.
Yeah, the cafe has wonderful drinks and food. So
and comfy couches.
Oh, the comfiest.
Then on September 17th, we'll have Donnell Knudsen in for a local author signing.
Ooh.
And she'll be here from 2 to 4 p.m. And she writes young adult and fiction books. She has about four of them out right now.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, her main one is Between Heartbeats. And the tagline says, can life change between heartbeats?
So, slice of life romance?
A little bit. It's more towards slice of life.
Okay.
It looked really good, though.
Okay.
So, and then on September 21st, we have the Speakeasy Poetry Slam. We really like poetry.
We really like poetry. If I remember correctly, the Gays and Berets is mostly poetry, spoken word, kind of stuff like that.
Yes.
And then the Speakeasy, it is a poetry slam, but they have it open for other, like, you can come play music, you can come, you know.
Yes, you can do actor, you can perform a monologue if you wish.
Yeah.
So you cut your teeth on there, you can do poetry, music. Writer, you can, you know, do an excerpt from your book that you're
that's
working
really
on.
Cool.
Any type of artistic expression that you want to do in front of people, you are welcome to join and enjoy the slam.
That's really awesome.
Yeah.
I like that. I love that they pre-pandemic times, we had Tuesdays, Blues Days, which is what the Speakeasy Poetry Slam has turned into.
Yeah.
That has taken the replaced. Oh my gosh. I speak on radio as part of my job and I cannot do words today. I apologize. It has taken the place of Tuesday Blues Days. That's where I was going with that.
Yeah, and it really has, and it's done a great job. There's a good turnout there, and we encourage everybody who wants to participate, but we also understand a little bit of the stage frightness.
Well, and it's the same thing. Even if you don't participate, you're always welcome to show up. You're welcome to hang out in the cafe, drink some coffee, talk to some really interesting people. Just great local talent. Great, great, great local talent.
Yes. Then on September 22nd, we have Barbara Gilbert in for a signing.
Ooh, we've got two author signings
in
September.
Two authors this month. Wow. Yeah. She does sci-fi dystopian. She has a trilogy called The Future Apocalypse.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's got some time travel shenanigans in it.
And I love me some dystopian, and mm-hmm. I love me some time travel. So
this
like,
is kind of a both worlds
right
combined.
Up my alley.
Yeah. So we're excited to have her. She'll be here from 4 to 6 on that day.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then September 24th, we have the Uptown Chalk Art.
I know that you had said before the cast, you don't have a ton of information on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to spitball because we haven't done chalk art in a while.
No.
But before the pandemic, the last time they had an Uptown Chalk Art, the way that it works is you register. They assign you a spot, in front of a local business somewhere. And you have a specific set amount of time during the day to go and make your beautiful chalk art creations. And then they have judges that will walk through and judge the chalk art and everything. And it's really low stakes. It's like a gift card or something, it's not like, oh my gosh, you get published in the local paper or anything like that. And there's always like extra spaces where people can just set up and draw if they just want to draw and they don't want to actually participate in the competition
time.
Or anything like that. Super, super fun. I did it one of the first years that they had it going, and it was a lot of fun to do.
Oh, it sounds like fun to do and see, because it's more art. So that's going to be really fun to see all of the sidewalks just be colorful and different than what we normally see with the drab gray.
And hopefully it doesn't rain.
Yeah. September 25th, we have a Magic the Gathering Dominaria United Game Day tournament.
Ooh.
That will be from 1 to 6. There's 16 spots in there. It's a booster draft with 4 rounds and Swiss pairings. So
I know very little of what any of those words mean, but those of you who listen, who play Magic, you should know what those words mean.
And we can definitely explain them if
you need. Be excited about it.
Yes, I think we are. A lot of people have been really excited for the kickoffs of our tournaments again.
Yes.
So.
Well, and it's great because we just got back. Pokemon has just started doing tournaments again, which is super exciting. So now when we have releases of Pokemon, we'll be able to actually run events again.
We plan to have the next one that comes out.
Because we weren't able to do that.
Nope.
For 2 years. And it's been really sad. And now we're doing Magic tournaments again. And that is so cool that we're doing that.
Yeah, we're excited about this one too. So, and then the last thing to round up on in September is September 29th. We have Our Bodies, Our Choice Artivism from 6 to 8 in the cafe.
Oh, cool. That's something that we're hosting the space for?
The hosting space for it. It's actually being ran by Planned Parenthood.
Okay.
They have a little talk and then you do some cool art talking about the situation and whatnot. And it was really a great time the last time we did it. So we're trying it again and seeing how many people want to enjoy and create good artivism.
I heard last time that it was like super apolitical and very informative based, like straight information based, and then really fun activities to do with, whoever wants to show up and everything. And that
exactly.
They had a huge turnout for it.
They did. It was really cool to see.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad they're coming back, but it's coming back so soon, too.
Yeah, I was surprised that she was ready to come back, like, literally just 1 month after, so. Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, but we're willing to host them whenever, so.
Well, we host a lot of, keep an eye on our events calendar, because we do host a lot of local stuff, whether or not it's directly involving the store. We like being a space that the community at large can use whenever we can.
And if there's something that you're thinking about that you'd like to host or maybe do, please give us a shout out at events@advunderground.com.
Absolutely. If you'd like to know what's coming up in the month, because there are a few things that we didn't really cover because we have some weekly things like weekly Magic play and weekly Pokemon stuff like that that we don't always talk about on these episodes because they happen all the time. Because we've got like the tag board game nights, tag game master nights, all of that kind of stuff. You can find those at advunderground.com/events. It'll take you straight to our event calendar. It'll tell you all about what we're doing. If there is more information to be had, you can click on those actual events and it will pull up a description of them to tell you when, where, how, why.
How much it costs, whatever the details we need. We try to keep those updated nicely for you.
Majority of the events we host are free to the public. If they are not, we will tell you that they are not.
We like having free events. That's our favorite thing to do. So
Cool. Well, this was great. We have so much going on in September that I was not even aware of. That's great.
I know. It's going to be fun.
Well, Tiffany, thank you so much for sitting down for a couple minutes and
of course
prattling off your calendar to me. I always have a good time hearing what's coming up because I'm up in the studio so often that I feel disconnected with the rest of the store a lot. So it's fun to hear about what we're doing. Oh, we're doing that? Really? But nobody told me about that. I didn't know For instance, this week, which will already be done by the time this episode posts, we're having a sidewalk sale. I didn't know about that until like literally 4 days ago.
If it makes you feel better, I probably knew about 8 days ago.
Okay. That actually does make me feel like a tiny bit better. I came in today and they're like, we're setting up for the sidewalk sale. And I was like, oh, what? That was this weekend?
They were feeling that way too. So don't feel bad.
Okay. Well, with that, we will call this news desk episode finished. Thank you for listening. Thanks for spending, 10 minutes of your time listening to us prattle on about how excited we are about all of this stuff. Again, if you'd like to see any of these events, a little bit more information about them, you can go to advunderground.com/events. If you'd like to set up or host your own event here at Adventures Underground, you can also get a hold of us at events@advunderground.com. That'll get you right in touch with Tiffany and the rest of our event team to set you up, get you scheduled, get you on the calendar, maybe get you talked about on an episode.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, we are out of here.
If you'd like to contact the show, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just check out that link tree in the description. Or you can email the show at podcast@advunderground.com. You can also support this show and all the awesome shows on AU Radio that you love by becoming a patron of the AU Radio Podcast Network. You can find us at patreon.com/advunderground. For as little as $1 a month, you can help us continue to create these shows, and soon, many more.
You've been listening to the AU Radio Podcast Network. Music is provided by CubbyPurplePlanet.com and BenSound.com. Views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Adventures Underground. AU Radio is a production of Adventures Underground. Copyright 2018. All rights reserved.